Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Beau Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we have a fantastic guest for you. He hails from the Big Ten, and his name is Donovan Hale. Donovan, welcome to the program. You're one of the standout Indiana Hoosiers on that prolific pass-happy team in 2019. I don't think the listeners realize that you guys were number one in passing yards in the Big Ten, and you guys really distributed the ball. You had a fantastic crew, and you were part of that. But welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Appreciate you. I appreciate you for having me. My day's going good. How about yourself?
We're going great. You know, we're kind of in the middle of doing interviews. We had a couple guys that are going into their senior years, so we just did some college stuff. And then we have two more shows after you. And then that's over, and then we'll call it a day. But, you know, we're talking NFL draft. It's our favorite time of the year, and especially when we get guys like yourself on the program who really present themselves as a legit guy that can make it to this next level. I'm curious, I mean, growing up, did you play down in Largo, Florida? Were you playing Pop Warner or Pee Wee, and were you better than everybody else way back when?
I played football. I started playing when I was about 6 years old, and – nah, I wouldn't say I was better than everybody else. Coming from Largo, it ain't that big, but it's talent everywhere around Largo, so I honestly wouldn't say I was the best.
Very modest. How about the size? I mean, you got terrific size. I mean, were you a little bit bigger, or did that come later on in life when you kind of had that growth spurt?
I was always, pretty much taller than everybody else, but I kind of got this weight and this size on me when I got to college and started lifting a little bit.
Well, you definitely have the size. How about this one? So you're down in Largo, Florida. You're 8 years old. I don't know, you might be playing in the backyard with your buddies. Who did you imagine you were when you had that football in your hand? I mean, who is the guy you emulated and that you wanted to be those at the next level?
I played QB, so you know I like Donovan McNabb growing up. I also like Michael Vick. So pretty much them two.
Donovan, when you said quarterback, I was immediately going to say Michael Vick because your generation, you know, it's kind of fun going through these programs. Michael Vick holds such a high standard. I mean, so many guys are so in love with Michael Vick as he was making his way through the National Football League. And right when you threw me off a little bit with McNabb, because when you said I played quarterback, I'm like, oh, he's going to say Michael Vick with McNabb. But then you brought Vick back. But nonetheless, cool stuff. So kind of take us through this. I mean, did you play different positions? I assume you did, kind of going through high school and you know, elementary. How did you kind of end up playing receiver, and how did you end up at Indiana?
Well, pretty much growing up, I played quarterback pretty much my whole life. But my first year ever playing football, which was on flag, it wasn't tackle, I played receiver. And then basically pretty much every year after that, except for maybe two, I played QB. And then my freshman and sophomore year in high school, I played tight end. I played a little bit of D-end, and I was backup QB. But once the dude that was in front of me, he left, I became the starting QB my junior and senior year. Then I ended up at Indiana, you know, because I wanted to play football and basketball. So that was one of the schools that was going to allow me to do it. But then I got to the school and I got hurt towards the end of my freshman year, so I couldn't play. And then my cousin Jonathan Crawford, he was another big influence why I chose to go to Indiana. You know, me and him, my cousins, we really close cousins. We grew up together. So that was if it wasn't Indiana, it was probably going to be Syracuse. That was another option for us. But once I got here, like, I wanted to get on the field right away. You know, it was probably about five other QBs here when I was here, and I just wanted to get on the field right away. So I was like, I'll play any position. I don't care. And that's kind of how I got started with receiver. And then, so I went through my whole freshman year. I played receiver. Then that spring, I went back to QB, and I was like, oh, I don't really know. And I had just got good at receiving. You know, I was, you know, kind of getting the groove of it. So I was like, I don't know if I want to go back to QB. So I moved back to receiver, and then that's when I finally stayed and finished my career at receiver at IU.
Wow, awesome stuff. That's why we love bringing you gentlemen on the show because, you know, we can see you playing on Saturdays, but, you know, to get the whole story and kind of get you guys to know and kind of get a feel for why you were here and doing what you're doing. That's awesome stuff. Once again, Donovan Hale, the standout receiver. I mean, I love it. That's why, like I said, I know. I mean, even probably some of the biggest Indiana Hoosier fans that they're listening and they might not know, you know, most of what you just said. A lot of good stuff.
Yeah,
once again, iTunes, Apple Music, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to this show with Donovan. Before we get into the other things, I did notice that you threw your only pass, I believe, and it did go for, 49 yards? And this past year for a touchdown. Uh-huh. So you got that throw in there. I got to ask you, Donovan, how much did you kind of tease and maybe, you know, I guess harass the coaching staff to let you have a play where you could throw the ball?
Honestly, I never harassed them, but like my teammates, they was always asking me like, why we got no plays? Like, where you can throw the ball? We all know you can throw. So I was like, I don't know. I'm just, you know, I just listen and do what I'm told, you know. But it was my first pass in a game, so I was like, you know, I wasn't really nervous because we had went over it in practice and stuff. And so when I got it, you know, I threw it and he scored. But then I was watching it on film, and I was like, man, this was not a good pass. Like it wasn't. But the only way it was a good pass was because he was wide open. If anybody was on him, man, it wouldn't have worked. I probably would have had to, you know, throw it away or do something else with it. But it worked out, and I'm glad it worked out.
I love it. And for you, I mean, again, you know, pass-heavy offense at Indiana. What was it like playing with, you know, with Wop and Peyton, Ty, Nick Westbrook? I mean, you guys had a fantastic crew. The ball was distributed so evenly through almost amongst you guys, you know. I mean, what was it like playing with that group and maybe not knowing that you were going to be the, you know, I guess making the most of all your opportunities because there were so many ways that a quarterback could go with the football.
Yeah. I mean, when you have players like that, you have to make the most of the opportunities. And then that's one thing Coach Hurd, my position coach, the receiver coach, he emphasized to us, you might not get an opportunity to make a play, but once you get the opportunity, you have to make it. You know, you might only get, you know, one opportunity in the game, you might get 10, you know, just – Every chance you get, you have to make a play, and he really stressed that a lot.
Definitely, and you definitely did that. For you, I mean, I asked this of all the guys that come on our show. You know, if you're in that film room, you're with these NFL scouts, I mean, they're breaking down the game tape of you. What are they going to love about your film? I mean, what are those attributes you bring to the position where they're going to look at you and say, Donovan, man, we love this and we love this about you?
One thing I would say, I'm a bigger target, so, you know, I'm pretty good down in the red zone, and you know I run pretty good routes, and I think a lot of the NFL scouts, they're gonna see that. You know, a lot of people probably don't realize because my size and how big I am, you know, that I might not be as, you know, agile or whatever. But I think once like NFL scouts they see me film them and watch me, I feel like they're gonna like me.
Definitely. I asked, does anything go unnoticed? And I only asked this just to benefit you guys. I mean, could be the system you ran. Maybe you didn't do certain routes. Maybe you're a team captain, a weight room warrior, a film junkie. I mean, what are some of the other things that are positive ingredients to your game but these guys need to know about?
I mean, like I said, I feel like I, you know, whenever I get a chance, you know, to make a play, the majority of the time I'm going to make it. So I feel like that's the biggest thing that stands out about me.
And you definitely have done that again in that massive catch radius. I mean, so is that legit 6'4", 218? Is that a legit size?
I would say about 6'3". about 6'3", but yeah, 6'3", 218 is a legit size.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's legit. I mean, that's that is legit size, man, Donovan. Mm-hmm. You had to be a handful to try to cover. I mean, I wouldn't want any part of that. Are you chatty out there? And what's it like lining up against you? I mean, 3rd and 8, and you got a DB looking at you. I mean, you kind of go about your business. Or are you willing to kind of chat back if they want to go that way?
I'm a quiet guy on the field. You know, unless somebody starts with me. When somebody starts with me, you know, I can get a little talkative. You know, I have to calm down a little bit. But overall, I would say I'm a pretty chill guy on the field.
I love it. How about this one? It's a cliche question. You've probably gotten it 1,000 times, but I mean, family, friends, even your coaches or teammates, do they give you comparisons to anybody that's at the next level?
They, you know, people tell me, you know, they say I got a build like Julio, but obviously I'm not, you know, 4.3 fast like him. He's a monster, but yeah, they say Julio. And when I did play QB, people used to compare me to Cam Newton.
Oh, I love it. I love that one. It's to get you on the show and this, and kind of have you talk about your quarterback background. I just, you know, those creative offensive coordinators that are at the next level, you know, I mean, you know, I wonder if that'll spark a little bit more interest. And, you know, when they look at you at pro day and all these things that come with being in your position where, you know, like, hey, you know, I can't throw the ball, you know, give me a couple reps and we'll make it work. Mm-hmm. Once again, Donovan Hale, the standout from Indiana, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we talk a little NFL draft with the standout Hoosier. Donovan, we appreciate your time. We're almost out of it, though, but we always like to have a little bit of fun with you guys before we let you get off the line. A couple off the wall of questions. You ready to take a shot at some of those?
I guess. Let's hear it.
All right. They're not that bad, like I said, because you guys are in the draft process, so we can't get you guys in trouble with anything. So there's nothing too crazy. Take us inside that Hoosiers locker room. Who had the most bizarre nickname and how'd they get it?
The most bizarre nickname in the Hoosier locker room. Oh, man. Let me see. Most bizarre nickname. I can't think off the top of my head, but I will say Marcelino Ball, we call him a robot. And that's if you would see his frame, if you would see his frame and how he works out in the weight room and on the field, you would be able to understand. But yeah, that's the only one I can think of off the top of my head.
That's okay. Listen, sometimes somebody got none of them. Sometimes guys can't say them because they're a little bit, not PG rated. So we get all kinds.
Yeah.
Till this day, actually, our my favorite one we've ever got, Donovan. We were down at the Senior Bowl. We were talking with Ryan Kerrigan of the Washington Redskins, mm-hmm. and he said it when he was at Purdue, they called a kid Toaster. He goes, because one night things got kind of crazy. He said a kid got a tattoo mm-hmm. of a toaster on his stomach. So till that day, I think that's one of my favorites. But we get some crazy ones. How about this one? Coach Tom Allen, Coach Allen. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, or would they do it in front of him?
That's a good one. Now I haven't seen anybody do a Tom Allen. No, not yet.
Excellent. And then the final one. You and your teammate, you had such a prolific receiving crew. I guess take us again. If the Indiana folks are listening in, I'm sure they're going to want to know. Who was your closest receiver teammate? And just say who's the life of the party amongst that crew?
I would say my closest, it has to be out of Jacoby Hewitt and Walt Fillion. And I would say Wap is the one who brings the most energy to the team, or to the group.
Nice. Cool. Donovan, man, fantastic career, and I can't wait to find out where you land. You're going to be a busy, busy man in the coming months, and with us, safe travels. When you know, always say, stay blessed, stay hungry, and stay humble, and we will talk to you down the road as you make your path towards this next level.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Donovan Hale, the standout Indiana Hoosiers. Led the team with a 17 yards per reception average. And again, the most yards, they had 3,931 yards passing as a team, the most in the Big Ten. And again, if you look at the distribution of the football, it just kind of speaks volumes. Because, you know, people get so enamored with the big stats and, oh, this guy had 113, you know, catches for, you know, it wasn't going to happen in Indiana because, you know, if there was just one or two of these guys, then you would saw these crazy numbers. But again, the talented crew and Donovan was a key ingredient. And I love bringing him on. We have that little Cam Newton, huh? Who would have thought before the show? And when he was quarterback, people used to compare him to a Cam Newton. As always, we appreciate stopping by and listening to the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.